And so this is Ian, number 918 at Fulton Place.
Okay.
Tell me this story.
There's a little boy who's walking into the grocery store. And he sees cookies, so he wants to get a box. And a chocolate chip, and it looks like it's his favorite. But when he takes it out, he takes it from the bottom, so they all fall over. And he gets in trouble by one of the salesmen. The end. So it looks a little harder.
Okay, tell me this story.
Okay. Oh, there. Looks like a giraffe and an elephant are gonna go for a swim in the pool, and it looks like they're friends. And they see a ball in there, and I think they want to play. They jump into the water, and the giraffe starts swimming for it. And then he gives it to his friend, the elephant. And then it looks like they're really good friends now. It looks like the giraffe and the elephant see the diving board and they want to go off it. So the elephant rushes to the diving board. And she runs really, really fast. And she slips and cuts her knee. And so the lifeguard comes to help. So he puts a Band-Aid on her knee. And looks like she's confused. It looks like she's never seen a Band-Aid before. And then it looks like the lifeguard is mad at her for running, breaking one of the rules. Mm-hmm. And there's a sign there that says no running. Mm. Okay, there's the elephant and the giraffe again, and it looks like she's looking at the giraffe's new toy plane. And he starts playing with it, and she looks at it amazed. Then she snatches it away from him. And then she accidentally drops it in the pool. And it starts drowning, and the giraffe is really mad at her. Then the lifeguard sees, and it looks like he's going to try and help. And the elephant is explaining what happened. And the lifeguard tries and reaches for the plane. And the giraffe is sad because he couldn't grab it. So it looks like the elephant's mom comes and has a net. So she gets it, and the giraffe stops crying. And he's really happy now. And he's happy that he has his toy back. There's looks like it's a little dog that's playing in the sandbox and made a really cool sandcastle. And the rabbit comes along and wants to help. So they start working together, and the bunny scoops up a lot of sand. And he dumps it all onto the sandcastle. And it buries it. And he's really mad. Because he accidentally put the sand on, he thought it would help. Mm-hmm. And then the little dog starts crying.
Tell me this one.
There's the dog and the bunny again. They're going to go on a picnic together. Mm-hmm. And the bunny brings a lot of food, and he eats like a pig. And he gets really big and fat, and he's sick because he ate too much. And the dog is worried, and the bunny is looking really sick. He's got circles around his head. And then the dog spots a nurse, and she comes to help. So she does help. So she looks what is wrong, and she finds out what it is. And then she makes him all better, and he walks home happily.
Okay, tell me this story.
The dog and the bunny comes along again, and the dog's pulling a wagon around. And the bunny sees a balloon on there, and he's really amazed, so he wants to touch it. So he accidentally unties it because he thinks something will happen and it's really cool. But he accidentally lets it away and they rush for it, but they can't get it. The dog is really steamed and showing her teeth, and the bunny is looking up and he's like, uh-oh. Then they spot a balloon man who's selling balloons. And then he thinks he can buy a balloon, so he goes over there. So he asks for a balloon, and the bunny says that he doesn't have any money, but he can't have one because they're 5 cents. So he's getting sad. So both of them are disappointed that they can't get one because they don't have any money. And then the bunny spots his mom, and he asks for 5 cents, and she gives it to him. She pays the man, and they get two balloons, and they're really happy because they got two of them.